In your opinion, why does Nickelback get so much hate?
Do you want a real answer?
I want, of course.
Because I think people are fucking boring sometimes in our industry. I think people like to pile on. I think if somebody doesn't like something, they think it must be shit. Here's what I can say about Nickelback. Take this for what it's worth. I've done this for 33 years. I was there before Nickelback were famous. I was there watching them play the noon slot on every tour. Nobody's worked harder than Nickelback. Like, nobody put in the work quite like Nickelback. That band were, and by the way, they wrote their own songs. They wrote their own songs. But you know what happened, right? When Nickelback was becoming big, it was the rise of hipster culture. And hipster culture with their $1,700 coffees and their fucking outfits that make them look like they're Civil War reenactors, which is not a knock. You can do it. They just decided to pile on. But I found them to be just, I just found that that kind of music criticism be just not that interesting. You don't have to like them. I don't care. I like Nickelback. There's a lot of things they say in songs that I don't like lyrically. It's like, that's not a vibe for me. That's not my vibe at all. But they're a Canadian band who wrote their own songs that had the most played song on the radio in the United States, like enormous. But it just happened to coincide at a time with, you know, when they asked me to present them with their, I think, Canada's Walk of Fame. I'll give you an example. I was asked before to present at Canada's Walk of Fame. And CTV, this was how it was related to me. CTV said no. Said no. He's a CBC guy. He can't do it. This is what was told to me. Years later, Nickelback was getting Canada's Walk of Fame. They said, we want me to introduce them. They got the same pushback. And Nickelback said, no, it's going to be him. And so I did it happily. When I walked that red carpet, I had a whole bunch of people on the red carpet interviews asking me questions, trying to get me to make fun of Nickelback. It's the only time that's ever happened, by the way, ever on a red carpet. And because it's just so Canadian to, it's really like not just Canadian because other countries do it, but we're, because we're a, you know, we're the satellite country at the time from England and France, the way, you know, the colonizers set it up, you know, the influence of the United States, there's a whole bunch of stuff that plays into why Canadians see things the way they do. But I would walk the red carpet and I had all these too cool for school people trying to make fun of this band who outworked everybody. By the way, these people would go back and listen to fucking bands who didn't even write their own songs, right? And had no real influence on their impact on their own career. And I watched Nickelback do it the hard way, the whole way. So that when I finally introduced them on stage at the Walk of Fame, I think it was the Walk of Fame. Yeah, it was the Walk of Fame. As I'm getting off stage, shaking their hand, Ryan from the band gives me the hug and says, hey, thanks, man. There goes your career. Because he knew that I was going to get hate for it. I have no hate for Nickelback whatsoever. And I find you don't have to like their songs. You can also challenge their lyrics. Fucking A. Cool, you can do that. But the sort of like boring pile on from people who are so cool, I fucking hate that. I hate that. I found it so boring. That's honestly what
Yeah.
I think. Again, I don't. Not every band that I interview, I don't like their music, but I believe they're doing stuff, right? I got to believe in what they're doing. Nickelback worked their ass off.